at pewtrusts.org.
Richmond Public Radio, 88.9 WCVE. This is Morning Edition. And joining us, as he does each Friday morning about this time, is Jeff Shapiro for his analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne. As Douglas Southall Freeman would say, it's a beautiful day on the Virginia Riviera.
Huh. The McDonnell trial starts Monday. Former Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife go on trial in U.S. District Court in Richmond on corruption charges with selection of jurors first thing on the agenda, I presume.
Yes, but this is an extraordinary event. Never before has a Virginia governor been brought before a court of law charged with crimes. Bob McDonnell, Republican Governor Bob McDonnell, and his wife Maureen, are accused of essentially selling the governorship for personal gain. In particular, trading at least $165,000 in gifts and money from a guy by the name of Johnny Williams. Of course, he was the head of the former Star Scientific Company, a Richmond firm that developed and was marketing a dietary supplement, essentially extracted from tobacco. Mr. Williams has been granted immunity. He will not be prosecuted for any wrongdoing, and this is in return for his testimony against the McDonald's. That will make Williams the star witness. Now, initially, there will be a lot of procedure, Monday, perhaps Tuesday. The jurors will be selected, 150 people from the eastern half of the state. Will be seated in the seventh floor courtroom of Judge James Spencer. A jury and alternates will be impaneled, and then it's off to the races, with the government making its claim that the McDonald's traded high office for personal gain, and the defense arguing that the governor and Mrs. McDonald did nothing wrong, that at best, or at worst, depending on one's perspective, the governor was simply assisting a Virginia business, as Virginia governors so often do. But this is going to make for a long, hot, and anything but dull Virginia summer.
Governor Terry McAuliffe has cut short his fundraising trip to return to Virginia and personally inspect the damage left in the wake of a tornado that hit the eastern shore yesterday, and apparently he has learned that chief executives, be they presidents or governors, are sort of expected to take that personal leadership in the case of a natural disaster or crisis of that kind.
Yes, to live and work and walk among the people they serve. The governor was on the West Coast at Beverly Hills for a fundraiser and had planned another as well in Aspen, Colorado, hanging out with a lot of rich people. Extracting dollars from them is a skill of Terry McAuliffe. Of course, he's the former Democratic National Committee chairman, a friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton's. He, McAuliffe, excels at this, and of course we saw that during the gubernatorial campaign as well. The dollars that McAuliffe is hoping or raised in part during this left coast swing is going to finance his political action committee, and those dollars will go specifically to electing Democrats, initially to the legislature. And that first big target for Terry McAuliffe is the Southwest Virginia Senate seat of Philip Puckett, a Democrat who resigned unexpectedly. That, too, is the subject of a criminal investigation. The federal government wondering if Mr. Puckett traded his seat for a high-paying state job. That is very red territory out there in Southwest Virginia. The Democrats are hoping to at least hold that seat by running a candidate. He's an elective official from Tazewell County, the population center of the district, in a special election in the middle of August when turnout should be very, very low. There will be as well a special Senate election in November, concurrent with the general election for Henry Marsh's seat, that Petersburg-Richmond seat. But it is expected to be held by Democrats. And the field of prospective candidates is growing. We're at least at four. And the Democrats will be determining relatively soon, the next day or so, whether to choose that that nominee, the presumed winner, if you will, by primary or convention.
Mark Warner and Ed Gillespie will have a debate in West Virginia tomorrow before an audience of Virginia lawyers, the Virginia Bar Association. By the way, it's open to the public as well, and we're going to broadcast it by delay broadcast here at 88.9 WCVE Sunday evening, 6:06. This will be their first chance to really square off against each other in a major way.
Yes, remember, West Virginia was Virginia until the late unpleasantness.
Of course.
In the previous a century and a half ago. This will be the first time that Mark Warner and Ed Gillespie go face-to-face before a lawyers group, as you've pointed out. Ed Gillespie, a Washington fixer, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, former state Republican chairman, is trying to link Mark Warner to a very unpopular Barack Obama, continuing displeasure over the health care rollout. Warner is running as this pro-jobs guy and is working hard to, in an attempt to preserve his bipartisan image. This Virginia Senate contest is not among those that is expected to decide control of the Senate, but clearly Gillespie is hoping, through appearances such as the one scheduled tomorrow, that he might be able to close the gap, make this a competitive race, and attract some of that big Republican money to Virginia. A Roanoke College poll earlier this week shows Warner with a significant lead, 25 percentage points, leading Gillespie 47% to 22%. And Robert Sarvis, remember him, the Libertarian candidate for governor, running as the Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is at 5%.
And he will not be participating in that debate. Right?
Affirmative.
Right. Well, time is flying here, but we want to just take note of the fact that Eric Cantor's last day as majority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives will be July 31st, just a few days off. He will be a member of Congress for a few more months, of course. What impact do you see this having on Virginia politics, Cantor's future role and so forth?
Well, certainly Virginia would seem to be giving up a good deal of leverage, though both parties are scrounging for evidence that the congressman indeed used his muscle as majority leader to the full benefit of Virginia. This was a guy who, of course, swore off a lot of those expensive earmarks and pork that people so often associate with congressmen. Cantor is now about to become a mere mortal, simply a member, having been forcibly retired by Dave Brat. That race, the Brat-Jack Trammell race, is largely under the radar. Republicans are clearly spoiling takeout Brat in 2016, and National Democrats, for the most part, are ignoring Trammell because this seat is likely to be held by Republicans.
Jeff, we're running over, but you mentioned to me an item in the news that, well, heretofore, quite frankly, it appeared to be just a local Washington area, Northern Virginia suburbs story about the expansion of the Metro subway system in that region. The new Silver Line is getting ready to open, but you pointed out there actually are some statewide political implications in that. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. This line linking D.C. ultimately to Dulles Airport. Line will be opening this weekend, and over the next 4 years, stations will be erected between Tyson's Corner and the airport. This is a reminder of the continuing urbanization of formerly suburban Washington, D.C., and there was a good deal of resistance to this project, largely by Republicans. There were lawsuits challenging some of the tolls that were involved in this project and related projects, control over the land on which the line was built. All of this development generated by this new line is likely to generate a good deal more Democratic votes in Northern Virginia as the city, if you will, sprawls out into what was once countryside.
Okay, thanks to NPR for lending us a little extra time this morning. A lot to talk about, of course. And next week, we'll have some more to talk about regarding the McDonald trial, that's for sure. Okay, thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us Friday mornings to analyze Virginia political news.
Stars from across the galaxy are illuminating the massive convention center in San Diego, California this weekend. That's because it's time for Comic-Con, the annual pop culture convention.